2.
Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Glom, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, with Grandpappy Spears' memory back and the secret formula for synthetic rubber once more in hand, Lum and Abner are going ahead with their plans for the Big Rubber Corporation. Yesterday they had Grandpap make up some samples of their product and send them to a chemical engineering laboratory to be tested before they plunge into actual operation. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner is just entering. Listen.
Hi, dog, is Lum, that report never come in yet.
Hello, Abner. What'd you say?
I say I just stopped by the post office and that report from them chemical fellas ain't come in yet.
Well, natural. We couldn't expect no answer from them yet.
Huh?
We just sent them the synthetics rubber samples yesterday.
Well, how long does it take them to test the sample?
I don't know. They got to go through a whole rigmarole of stuff to test them.
Rigmarole, huh?
Oh, yeah. They test them samples every which way.
Huh?
And when they get done with it, we'll know exactly what we got, too.
Well, we already know that, Lum. It's synthetic rubber.
Well, we ain't exactly sure, though. We got to get an official okay on it from this chemical engineering laboratory where we can actually start manufacturing the stuff.
We do, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's what Dick Huddleston said, anyway. And he knows about them things.
I thought we wasn't going to tell nobody about this.
Well, everybody already knows about it. But I reckon that don't matter no ways, because they'll find out about it anyway when we start building our big manufacturing plant.
Our big manufacturing plant?
Yeah, I've been drawing up some plans for it this morning. Come here, I'll show them to you.
Oh, sure, yeah. I'd love to see them.
Yeah, it's going to be the most modern factory that's ever been built anywhere in the whole world.
Hi, dog, it's good for us.
Here, help me spread the plans out on the counter.
Here. Oh, yeah, give me this and I'll roll it down here like this, yeah.
There. Now, stand something heavy on the corners there so it won't keep rolling up.
Oh, yeah. Now, here, I'll put this bucket of lard right here. Set that there.
Yeah, now, there's the whole general plan for the main factory right there.
The main factory? We going to build more than one of them?
Oh, yeah. We're going to spread out all over the country.
Huh?
This is a big thing we're starting here.
Well, for the land's sakes, I never knowed I'd be joined up with a big outfit like that.
Oh, yeah. We'll be about the biggest executives there is in the whole world.
Well, hooray for us.
Yeah. Now, you see, the main factory
wait just
here...
a minute. Now, whereabouts is this place going to be built at?
Oh, well, I figured we'd build it right onto the store here. Of course, we'll have to buy up several acres of land for it.
Several acres?
Yeah, I might have to buy the old Pine Ridge baseball diamond.
Is it going to be that big?
Oh, sure. This ain't no little old two-bit factory.
Well, law me, Lum, that's going to be an awful big place to sweep out every morning. I wouldn't get swept out in time to start sweeping it out for the next day.
Well, you ain't going to have to sweep it out.
Well, who'll do it then? I know you won't help, Lum. No use to start that. You never do help here in the store. And we'll never be able to talk Grandpap into it, neither. I'll be the one that has to do it.
We're going
to
hire a lot of workers.
Where?
Oh, yeah. At least 1,000 of them.
1,000?
Yes, sir.
Well, for the land's sake.
And what's more, you're going to be in charge of them.
Huh?
That's a new job I'm pointing you to. You're the head personal director.
You mean I'm going to have 1,000 fellas to boss around?
Yeah, but I don't want you bossing them around.
Huh?
Getting folks to work by bossing them is old-timey, Abner.
Yes, huh?
Yeah, we're going to run this plant the new modern way. We're using the happy technique.
Well, the what?
The keep 'em happy technique.
Huh?
That's the best way to handle men. That's the way I want you to do it, too.
Well, just what I do to keep them happy? Go around singing songs to them?
No, of course not. That'd run them right out of the plant. No, here's the idea. It's your job to make all the workers feel like this plant is one big happy family.
Family?
They can do anything they like, just as long as they get their work done. Make them feel like this is their own home.
Their home?
If they want to stop and smoke or have ice cream soda or something, you let them go ahead and do it.
Well, whereabouts am I going to get them ice cream sodas? Now, Lum, I ain't going to keep running backwards and forwards to the drugstore toting them sodas for 1,000 men.
Well, we're going to put our soda fountain right in the factory.
We are?
Yes, sir. And a big lunch counter, too, where they can get sandwiches and cocoa and whatever they want.
Doggies, am I going to run that, too?
Well, you won't make the sandwiches yourself, but you'll be in charge of it.
Doggies, I'm just going to sit here and make myself ice cream sodas all day long.
No, you won't either.
Huh?
You won't have time for that.
Huh?
You'll be too busy organizing the baseball teams and playing the gramophone.
The gramophone? Up. We going to have one of them things?
Oh, yeah. Good loud one. We'll have music all day long.
Oh, that's what I love, music. Ain't no one thing, if I was having my ruthers, that I'd rather have than to listen to music. Especially Hoosier Hot Shots. Them are my favorites. I love that fella blowing them little horns and stuff.
Yeah, well, of course you won't have much time to listen because you'll be busy putting bandages on the folks and all that.
Bandages? What'd I do, cut myself?
No.
Oh, I know. I stuck myself one of them gramophone needles, I bet.
Oh, you ain't putting a bandage on yourself. You're doing that for our workers.
Huh?
Whenever they get a scratch or something, you got to take care of it.
Uh-huh. I'll get Aunt Charity to make up a batch of her Jimson weed salve, Mom. She claims that'll take care of my and I everything.
Well, I'm feared you'd better just use adhesive tape.
Huh?
Jimson weed salve's all right, but it's a little backwoodsy, Edgar.
Tis, huh?
Yeah. You won't have time to monkey around with no salve, no way.
Well, why not? What'll I have to be doing?
Oh, lots of things. Planning the picnics for every holiday and getting
picnics?
Them organized. Yeah.
Hey, Doggett, I believe I'm going to enjoy this new job of mine something wonderful, Lum. Every holiday we'll have one, you say, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, big company picnic with free food and fat man's races and all the time. Flying jinnies
yeah,
and everything.
Doggie, that sounds good. I'm going to plan to have a sack race at every one of them picnics. Ain't nobody can beat me running a sack race.
Well, now, wait.
I believe I'll give a big prize for the winner of the sack race. That's what I'll do.
Well, just a minute. You might not get around to going to these picnics.
Huh? Might not go to the picnic.
Well, of course not.
Why, sure I will, Lum. I ain't missed a picnic in Pine Ridge or Cherry Hill for, oh, Lordy, I don't know how many years. I just love them.
Yeah, but you're a big executive now.
Huh?
You're the head personal director of the Edwards, Peabody, and Spears Synthetic Rubber Corporation of Arkansas.
Huh? Oh, that's right, ain't it?
Yeah, that's the new name for it.
Yeah, I heard that.
And you're a big man now. You got a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah, reckon I have. Of course, I might just run out to the picnic for just a little while, just to see that everything's running along all right, you know.
Well, if you can squeeze the time in, you might.
I believe I can squeeze it.
But don't forget, you have to be organizing all the gymnasium classes.
Gymnasium classes?
Yep.
We're going to grow them?
Grow them?
Yeah, them's my favorite flower, Lum. I just love them things.
Gymnasium ain't a flower.
Huh?
It's a building.
Huh?
We're going to put a great big gymnasium in the building, then. Fellas can go in there to play different kinds of games. Basketball and volleyball and pong ping, all that stuff.
Oh, well, that sounds like fun. I'd love to do that. I never have played them games before, but I can catch on to most any kind of a game awful fast. Musical chairs, I know how to play that good. I win that the other night over here at a party.
Well, of course, you won't actually play none of the games yourself, Abner, because you'll be running the classes.
Huh?
Giving them setting up exercises.
Setting up exercise?
Yeah.
Why can't they just stand up while they're exercising?
Well, you can do setting up exercises, standing up or laying down, either one.
Doggie, there's something I'll have to see before I'll ever believe it, Lum. How can a fella lay down and be setting up at the same time?
Well, setting up don't mean setting up.
Huh?
It's just the general term for all exercising, Abner, like bending over and lifting weights and swinging them. Singing, what do you call them clubs now?
Clubs? The Golden Era Discussion Club?
No, Indian clubs.
Indian clubs?
Yeah.
All right, Doggett, are we going to have Indians working for us?
No, there's something you pick up and swing over your head, sort of.
My law, me, Lum, I don't believe I could ever lift an Indian, let alone swing him around in the air. That is, unless they're awful little Indians, them papooses. Are they them midget Indians?
No, of course not.
Well, I can't swing them full Grodens, Lum. I know that. There ain't no use for me to try to take this job. I've got to go around here swinging full grown Indians over my head.
Abner, they ain't Indians. They're wooden.
Wooden Indians? Like they have in front of the cigar store?
No, they're little wooden clubs, sort of like dumbbells.
Why, Lomitas, now, that ain't no nice way to talk about Indians.
I ain't talking about real live Indians.
Well, it's even worse talking about them that way for dead, saying they're dumbbells.
All right, all right. We'll forget about that part of it.
That's a good idea. And I can't talk their language. No way would know what to say to them. Now, what else do I have to do for our workers, Lom?
Well, I think I've told you enough so you can get the idea of it, Rub. Now, what you think of the keep 'em happy technique? Give me your honest opinion.
Well, just to be honest, I'd say offhand it outcaps anything I've ever heard of.
Well, good. I knowed you'd like it.
Oh, yeah, that is a dandy. There's just one thing I'd like to know, though.
Yeah?
If I'm head of all this stuff, can I fire anybody that I want to?
Oh, sure, you can.
All right, Douglas, here goes then. Abner Peabody, you're fired.
Well, wait a minute. What are you firing yourself for?
So as I can get a job as one of our workers. Doggy, that's the kind of job I've been looking for all my life.